It's perfect. We are up to today's daf Kuf Lama Dala. We're on Kuf Lama Gimel Beis by the Bayru. That's six lines from the bottom, on the left, last words in the line. So the Gemara had mentioned yesterday that the Aver, right? We know that the Aver that's the Aver that has the Matana in it belongs to the Kohen. Sorry, the Aver.
Where are we today?
We are Kuf Lama Gimel Beis.
Yeah.
Six lines from the bottom, Ibayru, on the left side towards Ibayru. It's probably 133B4. Okay.
B4.
So the Kohen is selling the behema to the Yisrael. And he says, Harosh Shelcha. The entire behema, the head of the behema belongs to you, the kula, but the rest of the body the Kohen is going to retain. I'm only selling to you the head. So basically I'm selling to you the place, it applies to the other ones also, I'm selling to you the place where the matana comes from, but I'm retaining the rest of the body. So, does the buyer now have to give matnas kahuna from the portion that he bought, but they purchased the head, from the head? Does he have to give the lechi? Right. So, basar chiyuv azliman. Do we go after the place where the chiyuv stems from, and then he would have to give the matana the chiyuv agaba yisraelu, and the chiyuv of lechayim where the chiyuv is by in the rishus of Yisrael, and if he chayim matana. Odom the basar ikos behemah azliman. Or do we go after who is the Bailam on the Ikar Behemah? Right now, the Kohen is the Bailam on the Ikar Behemah, on the most part of it. The Ikar Behemah is the Kohen, because he owns the whole body, and therefore you'd be Potter on Matnas Kuhuna. So Tashma, bring a Raya. Oh, Beka Kohen, the Kohen, Shemash, Shalom, Yisrael, Ligzos. So a Goy or a Kohen gave their sheep to a Jew to shear. Right? So the next parak, Rashis Hagez. Right? So Potter. This Yisrael is Potter from giving Rashis Hagez, because the Kohen and the Goy are Peturim from Matnas Kahuna, and this Yisrael is only the Shliach of the Kohen or the Goy. So you don't have to give the Rashis HaGez. But Halokeach Gez Stormash L'Ovik HaKadim, let's say you buy the wool of the Tzon of a Goy, and the Behemah still is in the Rishus of the Goy. Right? Pater Rashis HaGez. You do not have to give Rashis HaGez. Why? Because the Ikar Chiyuv remains with the person who's Pater, who's remaining with the Goy. So, but the Gemara, so that seems to be a raya. They go at Basar Chiyuv, but the Gemara then says, the Raya then says, "V'zeh Chomer b'zrov v'lechayim v'kevi yosem yirachus agayz." In this instance, there's a Chomer b'zrov v'lechayim more than yirachus agayz. Meaning, by yirachus agayz, you go Basar the Chiyuv, the ikar of the body. The ikar body in this case is by the Goy. Therefore, if I bought all the shearings, I don't have to give the yirachus agayz to the Kohen anymore, because the ikar body is by the Goy. That's a Chomer b'zrov v'lechayim. Which means what? By Zerol Lechayim in that case, if I buy the head or the foreleg, I still have to give it to the Kohen. In the Zerol Lechayim, we don't go bust with the ikar of the body, we go bust with the Makom Chiyuv. That's what the Gemara says, Shema Mina, bust with Chiyuva, Azlim and Shema Mina. We see here, when it comes to the Matanos, you go bust with the Chiyuva, which is the, so I let me say what would be the case. If I buy the Zerola, I have to give it right back to you? The Kohen, I guess so. Fine. The Mishnah then said, right, the Mishnah said, if the Kohen says to the Yisrael when he's selling him the behemah, chutz min amatanos, I'm selling you the entire behemah, except I'm keeping the residual, is the residual portion, is the sale, is the matanos portion, then you don't have to give the matanos. Meaning, those matanos were not sold. Those will still belong to the Kohen, and that's it. You don't have to do anything. The Gemara says, Riminu, we're going to ask the Stira on the Braisa. The Braisa says, if a Kohen says to a Jew, when he's selling, well, regular Jew, Kohen is also Jew. The Kohen says to Yisrael, when he is selling the behemah, right, al menash shehamatano shali, I'm selling you this behemah on condition that you give me the matanos kahuna. So in that case, the Gemara Braisa says, no sin the Kohen you need 2 years to, because the Tanai doesn't work, and therefore when I buy it, I can give it to any Kohen I want. The Gemara is basically asking Hakam and says, on condition, it does, the Kohen doesn't retain ownership, and therefore the fee of the matnas kahuna. But if I said, when in the case of our Mishnah, the Kohen does retain ownership. The answer is pretty simple. The Gemara says, Amanas achutz karamis. You're asking a question which is Amanas and achutz. Amanas is a conditional sale. Mechutz is a limited sale. I can sell you a limited sale. I'm selling you this chair except for the front legs, because I want to keep those pieces. I'm selling this chair on condition that after the sale you give me the front leg. Well, that doesn't work by the matnas kahuna. So what are you asking the two questions? Right? The Gemara says, Amanas achutz karamis, chutz shiura. When you say chutz, that's a limited sale, shiura, you leave over. Amanas, lav shiura. That's not a shiura. That's a tnai in the Mecca. That's a tnai. That the Kohen is selling the behemoth only if the mocher gives the Kohen back the matnas kahuna. But that can't be the case because you have no right to do that because the matnas kahuna belongs to the shevet. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the shevet. So I can't do that. And the Rashi says, Almanas lo shiurahu, first the Rashi chutz shiura, the last Rashi wide line, Lashon Shira Mashmash Shira Matanis Lo Machron, he didn't sell them. Lefikach Pater Lo Kayach. That's why the Lokayach is Pater. Shrek Shal Kohen Hain. That's because it belongs to the Kohen. Right? The Kamasevi Yisrael have a Mechayah. And vice versa. If Yisrael sells it to a Kohen, retaining those pieces, he would still have to give it because he still retains them. So Amanas Lash Yiruhu El Tanoi. It's a Tanoi. Hakol Mechar Lo Amanas Yitnem Lo. The Hu Ein Bo Kohach Lis Nos. You don't have the power to do that. The Tosa says, if Almanas would say it's bad, so maybe why isn't the mecher batal? Right? Why does it say the mecher should be batal? Shalom nosam lo behemah el almanas yomatana shalom. The Kohen is only selling it on this condition. This condition is an invalid condition, so the sale should be mecher batal because it's not. You can't make a sale like that. The Tosa says maybe because over here he gives two answers. Maybe one answer he says maybe it's because you're masking.
You want to make it, it
doesn't work. Right, so that's why it doesn't work. Sometimes you have a tnai. If I'm doing this, I'll tnai, and there's no tnai, then the whole thing falls apart. So here, because you're masking the mashkos of the Torah, and therefore it doesn't work. Similar to your answer. So the word says, okay, wait a second. Now we're seeing the difference between amanas and achutz. Our remainder, I'll ask for a steer from another braisa that says, amanasha matana shali. The coin sells on condition that the matanas belong to me. Hamatana shalo. He gets to keep them. So the Gemara says, no, but how pligi? This is what the Machlokas says. Mar Sover Almanas Yiruhu. It's a semantic argument. One says Almanas is a Shiur. Almanas means Chutz. And therefore, it's like you have a limited sale. Umar Sover Almanas Lashi Yiruhu. It's not a Shiur, it's a Tanai. What does Almanas mean? If Almanas would mean a Tanai, then the Kohen doesn't keep the Matas Kuna. If Almanas means that it's just a limited sale, then he keeps the Matas Kuna because he never sold it. That's not that he gets the Matas Kuna. He retains them because it was never sold. Okay. The Mishnah said, the Yisrael is buying the meat from a butcher. And it says, Amalo mecholi b'nei me'ah, give me some of the innards, right, the innards of the cow, and that includes the keba, the abomasum, one of the stomachs of the cow, which is the matnas kahuna, right? So he has to give to the Kohen what's in there. He doesn't have a deduction in the price, no reduction in the price. But if he buys it in weight, he's buying everything by weight, then there's a reduction in the price. If I buy it by weight, I don't think it's going to include. I don't want to pay for something that doesn't belong to me. I don't have to pay for the keva. So if I buy the A on a scale and the mocher keeps it in there, well, I still have to give it to the Kohen and I can go back to the mocher to get my price. So Amalo, so the Mishnah said now. Sorry, the Gemara had mentioned that you can get a reduction in the price. So Amalo, the Gemara says, Amalo, lo shanu. We only said, the din in the Mishnah, that if you buy the meat in weight, so the Lokeach gives the matana to the Kohen, and he gets a reduction in the price, that's only Ella Sheshako La'atmo. If the Lokeach weighed the meat himself, then the only recourse is that he has to give it to the Kohen, and then he goes back to the buyer. But Aval Shako L'Tabach, let's say the butcher himself weighs it, then Hadin Im HaTabach. Rashi says that in that case, the Kohen can also go to the butcher to claim the matnas kahuna. How does that work? It just all depends on who touched the matnas kahuna.
Who?
The butcher only has it. The butcher only can have a claim against the butcher. The Kohen can only have a claim there. The question now: who can the Kohen go? Go to. So if the tabak didn't touch it, so he's not really like a ganav, he didn't touch anything, everything was touched by the purchaser, so the Kohen can get the matnas kahuna, at least the value of the matnas kahuna, from the purchaser. So if the Kohen actually, if the butcher had a hand, literally had a hand, in the weighing, then the Kohen can actually go to the tabak to give him the matanos, because since he touched him, he's considered a gazon, and the Kohen can claim against him. So if the matanos are still in the hand of Lokeach, then the Kohen goes to the Tabach, the Tabach goes, takes it from the Lokeach, gives it to the Kohen, and then the Tabach has to give the price reduction back to the Lokeach. The Ravasi Amar, no, Afil Shakal Tabach, even if the Tabach weighs it, Hadin Imo. The only person the Kohen can go make a claim to is with the Lokeach. He can only go to Lokeach, and then Lokeach has to go deal with the Tabach. But the Kohen can't go after the Tabach. So the Gemara says, Lame was our Kimsuk Kamithli. Maybe this Machlokes between Rav and Rav Asi is the same as the Machlokes in whether they hold the din of Rav Chisda. Now we go back to our Bava Kama days, the Amr of Chisda. Gazal Balonis Yaish Mabilam. Someone steals something from me and I don't have Yeish. Meaning it's still in my possession. I don't have Yeish, it's still mine. So the case is Gozal Minagazlam. Right? So, Balonis Yaish Mabilam, Uba Ocher Rachalo. And a third party comes and takes it from the Gazlam and eats it. Now, I didn't have Yeish. So I still supposed to get it. So who do I collect from? So, right? So, Ba Ocher Rachalo, Ratsam Yzegovo, Ratsam Yzegovo. I can collect from either one. So we say you can collect from either one. That's the Machlokas. Demar Rab, who says that you can collect it from anybody who you want, either the Tabach or from the purchaser, he's not holding a chizda. Demar Lefei Rechizda. No one says you can only get it from the purchaser. He does not hold like a chizda. You can't, it's either or. You can't collect from both. You can't go, you don't have a choice. So Demar says, no, that's not the case. Kuli Alma Isabel Rechizda. Everyone holds like a chizda. Because he says that if a Gazlan steals from my Gazlan, and I don't have Yeish, I can decide which one I want to collect from. Both of them have a din Gazlan, and I guess the other one is lucky. Right? He doesn't have to pay. So the Gemara Bahasab Bahaka, what's the machlokas here? The Matnas Kahuna Gzolas Kamitliki. Whether or not the concept of Zela applies to Matnas Kahuna. Can you steal Matnas Kahuna? Belongs to the Kohen. Can it be stolen? Let's just read the Gemara. Mar Sava Nigzolos. Rav says that the Nigzolos, they can be stolen. Therefore, when the Tabach picks them up to weigh them, it's as if he's already stolen them. So if he stole them, now he's a Bar Chiyuva, and you could go after him. Umar Savar, Ein Nigzolos. They don't have the concept of Zela in Matnas Kahuna. Rather, wherever the Matnas Kahuna are, that's where the Kohen has the right to collect them from. So in our case, where are the Matnas Kahuna? They're in the hands of the purchaser. So the Kohen has the right to collect them from the purchaser. He can't go to the Tabach. So even though the Tabach grabbed them, there's no din, there's no concept of Zela by Matnas Kahuna. Kahuna, right?
Because he can get away very easily. He could say, I don't want to give to you, I have in mind another Kohen.
What? I know, that's a good question. Like, why does he have, what does it mean the Kohen has a right to claim it? Isn't there Tovus Hano? That's a good point. I don't know what that means. We've been saying that the whole Gemara, we've been saying that that's part of the thing with Matnas Kahuna. Right, look at Rashi. Marshav Ein Nigzolos Ein Koach LeGazlan. The Kol's Marshahein BeEin Kol Mokam Shahochin HaChol Mutav Al Mishahein Etzlo LaTeit LeKohen VaRishul Nasa Gazlan Aleihem. I don't know. It sounds weird to me to say that the Kohen has the right to claim it. How does the Kohen claim it? That's a good question. I don't know. Okay. So Ika Demasal LaHishmat BeYatzva. Some say that they learned this Machlokas in the Machlokas. Not that you could. That you have to have the machlokas. This say that's exactly what the machlokas is. They say Rav Amar Matnas Kahuna Nigzolos, Rav Asi Amar Matnas Kahuna Ein Nigzolos, and therefore the Kohen can be Toveo, whoever has it in there. Maybe there's only one Kohen in town. It's the only thing you can think of. He's the only Kohen. I don't know.
Or if he's the guy eating or selling.
Maybe. Okay. Next mission. A goy, the cow of the goy does not have the halacha of Matnas Kahuna. So now you have a ger. Right, so question is simple. When was the animal shechted? Pre or post gerus? Pre gerus, no chiyuv. Post gerus, full fledged Jew. Then it has a chiyuv of Matnas Kahuna. So gerus and nisgayer. Vahaisel opara, the other cow. Nishvata atchelo nisgayer. If the shechting, the shechita took place before the gerus was complete, putter. You don't have to give the Matnas Kahuna because the chiyuv Matnas is only by the time of the shechita. At the time of the shechita, he was a goy. But Mishan is Gayer, if the shechita took place post Giyur, Chayev is a Chayev. Safek, we don't know. He's jumping into the mikvah at the same time as Shlius is shechting. So when did the shechita take place, pre or post Giyur? Safek, Pator. You don't have to give. Why? Shehamot Mechaneh Valvaraya. There's a Safek here. The Safek whether I am Chayev or not. So you, the Kohen, come prove to me. You go prove that the shechita took place after I went to the mikvah. You prove that. If you can prove that, great. If not, we say Potter. Fine. So Gemara asks, okay, basically what we have here in our Mishnah, again, the Stam Mishnah is assumed to be Rav Meir, so the Shita Rav Meir is that if you have a suffix, whether the behemoth was shechted before the Giyur or after the Giyur, it's Potter to give the Matanos. The Mashma is, the Gemara says, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rami Lei Rav Shimei Lakish Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan, there's a Reish Lakish, he's going to bring a stira, an apparent stira in Brysos or Mishnayos about this. Tnan, it says in our Mishnah, Suffolk Putter. That if you have a Suffolk, whether you have the Matnas Kahuna, you're Putter. Alma, Stekel Kula. mashma over here that we have a suffix in matanos, and we're going to view all matanos, matas kohuna, matas aniyim, which we've been doing throughout the whole time. We're sort of viewing them as the same halachas. So alma sveka lukula. Please see from here that according to the Tana of our Mishnah, who we said was Rav Meir, because it's Tana Mishnah, that we have a suffix matas kohuna. You are mekel for, I guess, for the owner. You partner him because of the din of motzi mechaver al varaya. Uri menu. I ask you a steal from the following Mishnah. Mishnah in the fourth parak of Peah. Parak Dalet, Mishnah Yudalet. Chorei Hanemalek. Okay. You have the field mice, big holes near the produce, and inside their holes you find these wheat. Right? So we're dealing with, is that leket or not? Do we view it that it was leket, that it fell out when I was harvesting? Or maybe the field mice took the wheat that's in there and placed it into the holes. If it's lucky, I got to give it to an oni. If it's not, I can grab it. Chor hanemalim shevetoch hakama. If it is in the part of the field that has not yet been harvested, right, the shibolim are still standing, then we assume harei edel shebalabayis. These belong to the balabayis because there was no harvesting here, so there's no leket. What's in here is stuff that the mice or whoever the field mice took and put into their little holes. If the wheat is found in a hole, then the hole was dug at a place where there already was ksira. So then the Tana Tama says, "Ha el yonim la'aniyim." I'll go according to Rashi. The upper wheat kernels, meaning that on the top of the hole, that belongs to the aniyim, because we can say that the nemolim took these from the shibolim that fell. But got taftonim, and what's over in the bottom of the hole, we're going to assume shavala bias, because we're going to say that the ones in the bottom, the nemolim brought into the holes before ksira, and those belong to the bala bias. Rav Meir says no. Kol hakol aniyim. If you're talking about achar kotzim, we're talking about after a field was reaped, everything belongs to the aniyim because we have a suffix, and he says suffix leket kileket. So we have a suffix in matanos, and we're going to go lechumra. And we're going to give it to the aniyim. So the steer is, our Mishnah Safek Matanos is Lakula. Here we say Safek Matanos Lakumra. Look at Rashi says. First wide line, Shasafek Leket Leket. Alma the Rabbi Meir, Gavi Matnas Aniyim, Behu Adin the Matnas Lakuna, Sveka Lakumra. The Stamas Nish and our Stam Mishnah Rameyahu, the Katani Sveka Lakula. What's going on? So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochan goes back to Rish Lakra, she goes, don't bother me. Al Tak Nitani. From this Mishnah in don't ask me from this Mishnah in Peah. Shebeloshon yachid ani shone elso. Meaning I learned that it's a loshon the yachid. Meaning I don't say it's Rav Meir shita. The Sanya, I have a brisa that says Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra Omer Mishum Rav Meir Safek leket to leket Safek shichok Safek Peah. It's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra saying in the name of Rav Meir that he thinks that suffix matnos aniyim, it belongs to the ani. But that's only Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra shita. But our case, that our Mishnah is cholik on, and our Mishnah thinks that Rav Meir says suffix is lekula. So machlokas, in what you think the shita of Rav Meir is. It's not definitely Rav Meir. Rav Meir said something, and our Mishnah says Rav Meir says suffix is lekula. That Mishnah thought that Rav Meir says suffix is lekumra. So it comes back, Rish Lakish and says, what are you talking about? Don't tell me that. Al tishana also ela beloshon ben tadal. Even if you tell me that this brisa was said in the name of Rebbe, it was the name of Bar Tadal, which was apparently some big shota, who was a big the local clown. Even if he was the one, the Bar Memra, you still have to go. It's still a question why vataymak amar, because there's a svara behind that lashon. The svara over there is to make it le chumra. So give the matanos to aniyim. So if you have the svara, why is the svara applying by the matanos aniyim and not applied by the matanos kohuna? What's that case? The Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, the Zohar says, explaining the shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, my deksiv, the pasuk says, ani v'rash hatziku. You should be matzik the poor person. You should judge favorably the poor person. My hatziku. What does it mean? You should judge favorably hatziku, right? Even the bedinim, if it says that you have to, if there's a court case in front of you. And it's a rich person against a poor person. You should judge in favor of the poor person. Now, you know that that's not going to be the case. The pasuk says, "V'dal lo seda berivo." You now give kavod and bizoche the person just because they're poor. Kakaton kakadol tishmaum. You have to give to everybody. Everyone equally. Ella, what it means is tzadik, dutztaka mishallah, v'seinlo, dutztaka, and give. Meaning, if it's a suffix, the halacha is from the pasuk, ani brash tziko, when it comes to a suffix by the matnos aniyim, you give the ani. You have to give him what to give him for the suffix. So therefore, you have a svara. It's a pasuk, so to speak. You have to be, when it comes to matanos, you have to be machmir. Let's see what the whole problem is. That only applies by the da'al. It doesn't apply by the kohen. Okay. So the Gemara says, so Amar Rava, Rava says, there's no steer between the Mishnah and the Mishnah and Masechus Peah. Haka, in our case, in our Mishnah, when there's a suffix, when the cow was shechted, pre or post giyur, para b'cheses p'tur kaimon. There's a chazaka that the cow is pater. The chazaka is that the cow was shechted during the time of when he was a goy. You have to prove that the chazaka changed. You keep the status. The status quo, until you know otherwise, was that this belonged to the goy. Unless you know for sure that the guy was misguided before the shrita. But otherwise, you have a chazaka. So you keep the chazaka as is. The chazaka states that it belonged to a guy. It belongs to a guy until proven otherwise. And therefore, you're puffed from the matnas kahuna. However, kama, b'cheses kiyuva kaima. A kama, a bundle of wheat, right? It stands b'cheses kiyuv until you can prove that something was given from it already. But it's cheses kiyuv there's a cheskas chiyuv in that thing. Rashi says, para, right, to see in the middle of the wide lines, kishenolad tzopik lovim masnoseah, v'atam amida cheska rishona, he put the cheska rishona, rehi p'tura shari b'cheskas ovi kachavim haiso mendes. The cheskas of a guy. V'kama, kishenolad l'chos tzopik v'leket. If you have a tzopik in leket, something that's on the ground, v'atam amida al cheskasa, cheskas chiyuvu. There's a cheska of the chiyuv. The me'olam hi omedes l'chatsa shal yisraeli. This leket has a chazaka that it was dropped by a goy, and you have the chiyuv. You have to prove to me that you have to prove that the mouse took it or something like that. That's the answer. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, but let's worry about the following case. Hare, when it comes to the Mefarashos Chala, right? So this is a Mishnah Chala Perigil Mishnah Rov. So Isa, the dough of a ger. Isa nases ad shalon is gayer, potter min a chala. If the dough was made prior to the giyur, so then there's no chiyuv on the challah, the mafresh challah, because the chiyuv of the challah is only when you have the, I guess, when you need. And by the time you needed it, it belonged to the goy. But mishen is gayer, chayiv. If it's gayer, you're chayiv. Safek, it's chayiv also. Wait a second. If it belongs to a goy issue, the chazaka of the isa, until you prove otherwise, was that it was by the goy, and therefore it should be pater in challah. Why is mishen yachayiv in challah? So more answers. Amalei, so Rav says to Avayin, no, it's a difference. Suffolk Yeshua Lechumra, Suffolk Lamona Lekula. If it's a Suffolk Lekabi, something that's an Isser, we're going to go Lechumra. Again, if it's a Suffolk, by the Momo, my Momo, we Ukim Lamona Lechesh Lechumra. The Momo goes according to the Chazaka.
Is it considered
Hashem?
It's not
Hashem? Well, you can make it pass as well by doing other things to it. So he says, Rashi says, Chala is Suffolk Yeshua Yeshbo Avon Misa. It's a suffix iser. I guess you eat the challah. It's not who first. It's an avon misa. Hilchak lo sam klima chazaka. When it comes to iser, we're not going to be relying on the chazaka. Avon matanos ain behen kedusha. There's no kedusha in the matanos. There's a din mamon that you have to give these matanos to the kohen. El a din mamon v'motz mechaveir ala baraya. So the Gemara says, right, the Amar of Chizda. Going back to suffix isur lechumra, suffix mamon lekula is similar to what Rav Chizda said. The chayt hanyar b'chiyah, and so too it's learned in the brisa of b'chiyah. Shmona sveikos nemru beger. There are 8 sveikos by a ger. Arba lechiyuv. 4 of them we say he's chayiv, and 4 of them we say he's pater. What are those? Karbon ishto. So the giyores gave birth. I don't understand what the suffix here is. And the suffix is that she gave birth before her giyor, and therefore she'd be pater from bringing the korban later, or after she was a skayiv and he'd be chayiv. I mean, what's the suffix? She's a giyores after she went to mikvah. She gave birth while she, I don't know how that works. Maybe she was a mikvah and she wasn't a kabbal almost. I don't know how that works. Right? Rashi says, "Mekorban ishto suffik yaldok shaisa obis kachavim suffik mishin isgaria maybe korban." She still has to bring the korban because that's an iser. The suffik iser karis who? The suffik iser karis leecho bekachim asher tavi kapara because she can't eat kachim until she brings this kapara. Then mechusik kipurim also bekachim anus karis. Over here, I don't understand, but. Suffix, maybe it's Chulin Bazar. I mean, you have tension the other way also.
Yeah, but that'll be a problem today. I mean, you don't have a
carbon
for what you do.
Well, we don't eat kachemida.
I understand
it. So, as Rav always said, every time a woman has a birth, gives birth, she's supposed to write it down in her notebook.
Yours is a problem.
Why? You know when she... if there's a suffix, I don't know how you can have the case of a suffix, though. I don't know. So that goes to chumrah, right? Korban ishto. Chala, in our case, what we just mentioned, is a suffix. We go to chumrah, you have to chayv and chala. Ubechor behema temeya. Right, so you have to do... The bechor of your non-kosher animal is born. So you get petra chamor. So the suffix, whether it was born pre or post giur. So you still have to be, poted. So bechor behema tahora, right, same thing. Bechor is behema tahora, whether it has the kedusha of the bechor, then you have to be makrib it, you have to do the chiyuv, because in this case, the suffix is whether it gave birth pre or post your giyur, and it is a suffix in the iser, but the chiyuv is kachem, it's only karis, so you have to bring, right, Rashi says, b'chor behema tahora, suffix karis l'shoto b'chutz. So the issue of over here, so you have to bring it, so therefore, sarif l'hamtin actually used the stav, so he gives you an eitzah here. You wait until it gets a mum. The su less ba ela din mumo, but oklahu be mumo, and then you can eat it with the mum. What? Because you can't be matal mum la chumra. Those are the four things le chumra, and the things that are kula, races of gaze, and matanos pidgin or ben pidgin petach amor. Those things, whether or not they belong to the races of gaze case, the matanos that we mentioned, pidgin or ben, is the subject whether the bechor was born pre or post geyor. So do you have to be po to him? So only a chi of mumon. So therefore, you don't have to do that. The pidyon petech hamor suffik, if it was born pre or post giyur, well, you have to give it to the kohen. These sfeikos are all dini mamonos, so your pater, there's only suffik mamon. There's no suffik isser involved. You say most mechaveh over raya. Now the gemara is just going to bring another gear, so he's going to say ki aser ravin amar kama akama ramile. Remember, we had this the originally Reish Lakish brought a stira from our mishnah to the mishnah in Peah. Right, they brought the steer from that. So he says, no, the steer was from the kama. The steer was from the other brisa that says that there's a suffix on the kama of the ger, the wheat of the ger, whether it was harvested pre or post giur, and there's a steer between that and our mishnah, and between that and the mishnah peya. Right, the mishnah peya says that it's suffix lekek leket. And I guess the mission over there by the kama of the ger says that it's suffix l'kula, and therefore they asked the whole steer between those two mishnayos, and they had the whole running commentary of Gemara based on those. Fine. Next, Levi Zara b'Kishar. Levi planted her soda field in a place called Kishar. Below havu aniyim l'mishkal leket. There were no aniyim there to get the leket. There was no one there. So what's he supposed to do? Very wealthy town, lucky place. So us come to Rosheshes, come from Rosheshes, and say, what's he supposed to do with the leket? So Amalei, Rosheshes says, the Pasuk says, by leket, it's kamachol tsa'olel, upera kamachol los lakate, la'ni v'lager tazobo sam. So it's mashma, they have to leave it specifically for the niyim, v'lo la'orvim, v'lo la'talefim. You can't leave it over for the animals to go get it. So if there's no aniyim here, take it, it's yours. So the whole question is, though, what does that mean, take it, it's yours? Does that mean it has a shame leket, but you're allowed to keep it? Or does that mean there is no shame leket anymore? It seems to be my close in the Rishonim. The Ritva brings down, the Ritva, it's a Ritva in Gittin, says that just like there's no chiyuv of matnas, there's no chiyuv here. Not that there is, but no one can take it and you can keep it. There's no chiyuv. So,
probably you have to go through the motions anyway.
No, the Ritva's saying, if you don't perfect, there's no one needing here. This is a certain area that everyone is rich. So he says there's no thing left. Wait, that's the machlokes. Yes, exactly the machlokes. But what's the nachmin between the machlokes? The din is, A, should go through the motions, but maybe a lachim ramification, are you chai b'shumus and meiser? Matnas anim is part of b'shumus and meiser. So if you say, like what David's saying, that there's no chiyuv, then there was no, this was in lachim. Therefore, you're chai b'shumus and meiser. If you're saying, yeah, it belongs to you, but it belongs to you as lachim. Yeah, the Lord was lekin, and therefore it's still potter from Shumas and Mises. Very good. Okay. Meitzvei, they asked Shaila on Rosh Neshes. Bryce says, Ain may be in Truma lo mi gorein le'ir, v'lo mi mibri le'yishuv. You don't have to go, I don't have to be Torah, and take the leket, take the Truma from my storehouses, and bring it to the Kohen. The Kohen has to come to me, and he has to get it. The in Ein Sham Kohen. However, if there is no Kohen in the neighborhood, in Ein Sham Kohen, Socher Parah, you have to rent a cow to put the Truma on it, Umevia, and you bring it to the Kohen, Mipnei has the Truma. Because if you leave the Truma in my, if I leave the Truma in my storehouses, then it can get lost. So L'chorah, that should be the same thing by the Matnas Aniyim, that if there's no Aniyim over there to get it, you have to go bring it to them. So we tell them you don't have to bring it to the Aniyim. Go give it to the Aniyim. So you don't know. Shani Truma, very lomish here. Shani Truma is a Tavla. The Lo Sagi, the Lo Mafishla. Truma is Tevel. Right? When it comes to Truma, it's mixed in with my Chulin. And it has a Din Tevel. But it has a Din Tevel. Rashi says, Shom the Truma, the Tivla, Oseris, Hakol Allah Mishim Tevel. The Fidak HaKorkol Tzerf HaHafish. He has to do something with it. Because it's tevel, doesn't do anything with it, doesn't give it away. He's got a problem, right? So therefore, he has to be mafresh it to be mafresh the truma. And once he's mafresh it, he has to keep it so it doesn't get lost. Well, if he's worried about it not getting lost, go give it to the kohen. But when it comes to the matnas aniyim, his tvua is not usher any time that the lechi wasn't given. He has to give the lechi. It's a din mamon. There's no isser involved. So it's a din mamon. There's no claimant. Maybe you don't have to give it. Very different than when it comes to the Truma. So the Gemara says, Vareimat nos dilo tabli, right? The matnas kahuna, the zro lechai and the kebo, are not considered tezo. Meaning, if I had the matnas, I can still eat my meat, I can still eat the other parts before until I give it to the matnas to the kohen. The makam shenogo limlo bagolim lo yoshes as a zroa, laashes a rose lo yoshes as a lechi. The ancient kohen, malino so bedamim, but okman of the hefse kohen. So what does the price to say? In a place where they had the minhag to bring the meat on the agolim, on the wagons, with the skin on it, right? So therefore, you would put it in the. I guess the halacha is that the skin is not part of the matnas kahuna. But over here, they had the makom was to give it with the skin. Lo yashes azroa. You don't have to. You can't flay it. But give to the kohen the skin with it, right? And also, if they have a case where the minhag was lahashis esarosh. That you did flay the skin off the head. Nevertheless, lo yashis es alechi, do not peel off the lechi part, right? And give it to the kohen, right? Give it to the kohen. Fine, that's alecha. But in ancient kohen, the Mishnah says, the right says, if there's no kohen to give the matanos, ma'alino so bedomim. Then what do you have to do? You have to value the matanos, you keep it, and then you keep the, and then you give, have the money, and then you give the money to the kohen. Why are they hefsed kohen? Because if you mafrish the matanos and you wait until a kohen comes to you, it's going to get ruined. So the Gemara says, well, why is that the case? The question is, why can't you just keep it? Why not get that the same din as the matanos aniyim? There's no kohen, there's no ani, I get to keep it. You told me it's only din mamon. Right, there's no tevel, so why do I have to give it to the kohen? Why have to do this whole thing? So he says, shani matanos kahuna din asinik sivabe. When it comes to matanos kahuna, it is the halakha says, that yet, it says the Lashon Mesina, the Nasom HaKohen Hazro V'Lachayim Nakeba. Therefore, there's no Tevel, but there's a Chiyuv upon you, there's a Pitin upon you to give it to the Kohen, Masha Eikin by the Matos Aniyin. It doesn't say in the Lashon of Mesina, it says Aziva, leave it over. La'niva get Hazov Osam. Okay? So now the Gemara says, the Gemara is going back to answer the question, right? We mentioned the difference between Truma. And by Truma, you say they have to go after the Kohen. And by the Matnas Aniyim, you don't have to go after the Ani. Maybe the answer could be as follows. Hashda de Asis Lahachi Truma Nami Nesina Ksive. I don't have to go back to talking about Tevel, but Truma also has the din of Nesina. It says, Rosh is the Gun Chatroshi Vitrecha Titein Lo. Therefore, you have to give it to him. Same thing that we said by the Matnas Kohen, you say by Truma. That's how you can answer the question. Okay. So the Gemara then says, okay. We just said that by Matnas Kahuna, you have to keep it for the Kohen. But by Matnas Aniyim, you don't have this revoy, because you don't have the din of Mesina, because it says Aziva. So now Gemara is an ask, but there's an extra Aziva. So maybe we can learn from the extra Aziva, you have to give it to them. It says El Tazov Yisraeli. Why don't we say by Leket that this word Ta'azov, which is already mentioned once, the Leket Kirtzach Alot Zalkeit Laniv Lager Tazov Basam, then it says again, the Leket Kirtzach Alot Zalkeit Laniv Lager Tazov Basam, it says twice. So I don't need it both to tell me I have to leave it over to the Aniyim. Maybe one to tell me that I should keep it for the Aniyim or give it to them. So he says, no, what's that case for? That case, that extra Ta'azov is for the following halacha. Lecha d'sayin, the Braisa, Hamafkir is karmo. Someone is mafkir my vineyard, I'm mafkir my field, and therefore I have no chiyuv like a chiklan peya, because it's hefker. Then the next morning I go with Safar Hishkin B'Tzara. I go out first, and I reap all the grapes. Chayav, you're still chayav in terror of olos v'shichol b'teya, but potem in a maisos. What happened? You have a split in. Even though it was makir, if I go out first and I'm zochin it, we're going to say that because of this trick, you still have to pay, you're still chayav in lek v'shichol b'teya, but you're not chayav in shumos and maisos. He learns that out from the extra word, ta'azov. Okay. So now, hahu sakin dinare da aslo b'medrasha. A big stack, a bundle of money was left in the base medrash, right? It was left in the base medrash. I guess they sent it from somewhere else for a donation to the yeshiva. And when it got there, Kadim Rav Ami was zocher ben. Rav Ami went and grabbed it. He was zocher all the money. He took it. So hechi, how could he do that? The haksiv, the pasuk says, right? V'nasan the kohen hazroa v'shelo yitel me'atzmo. You have to give it to the kohen, meaning the recipient shouldn't grab it. I don't know how the connection is over here. Because you're talking about tzlacha, they're talking about manas kohuna. So I'm not sure what the connection is. But really, they're learning out from there that you're not supposed to grab it. It's supposed to be given to you.
But this is
a matnas kahuna. This is money. Like, what's the connection? Right, Rashi says, Saka dinri, dinri zav shafi makam akhla b'nei yeshiva. So the answer is, Rav Ami nami laniyim zocha b'hen. He wasn't zocha for himself. He was zocha on behalf of the niniyim. He buys aim, or you can say, adam chashu shani. An important person is different. Rashi says, he buys aim, adam chashu, to go memuna rosh yeshiva, yochal akadam luzichos, Sorry, Allah the Gadla Hashiro. He's supposed to be poor. He's supposed to be Ma'asher, the Adam Chashuv. The Tanya, the Brisa says that Kohen Gadol Me'echav. Talking about the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol Me'echav. So yeah, Gadol Me'echav Benoi. He's supposed to be bigger or greater than his brothers Benoi, who bechachma uva osher. He has to be wealthier, smarter, prettier than the other Kohanim. V'acheim Omer Minayim She'im Eimo. How do you know that if the Kohen Gadol does not have enough? You know, it's not as that wealthy. She'echav haKohanim Megadlim also. They have to give them from their money to make him wealthy. Tamaloma v'haKohen haGadol me'echav. Gadleihu mishel echav. You know, enrich him with that from his brothers. You know, Adam Chasu Shani, that he can grab the money. I still don't understand what the connection is between that and Matnas Kahuna. Okay. Now, finally, the last mission of the parak. What are the Zroa L'chaim v'keva? What are they? Okay. The Ezehu Zroa. What's the Zroa? Min haPerek shel Arkuva. Ad kashal yad. Basically, it's from the bottom bone until the shoulder blade. So if you look at the pictures, when it's the whole, the front leg, it's basically from like the knee bone, I would guess, all the way up to the blade of the shoulder. That's one of the charges of the picture. And I guess all the meat around there as well. Vehu shel nazir. And that is also going to be the part of the nazir, because the pasuk says, Allah kohen zro b'shele min ha'ayel, they need for some. That's also talking about, it's two bones over here. It's a bone that goes up and a bone that goes across. That belongs to, that is what the part of the bone that you, but when it comes to the Salmi Nazir. Ukenegdo beregel shok. And when you have to give the Manas Kahuna by the Shlomim, you have to give the Chazay and the Shok. It's the same place on the hind leg. The Shok is the hind leg. That's the piece that's given to the Kohen. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, no. Shok min haperek shel arkuva at sobek shel regel. It's a lesser amount, I think. It only goes from the, it only goes up to the two bones connect. Doesn't go to the blade bone. It doesn't include the upper bones. Look at the pictures. It only includes that first bone and the meat around there. It's min haperek shel akuva ad sobek shel regel. Ezu lechi. What is the lechi? It's min haperek shel lechi ad pika shel gargaris. I guess it's from the jawbone, right? The joint of the jawbone until the opening of the trachea. That's the piece. So and the cable. We know what the cable is. That's the abomasum. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan. Learning a brisa about matnas kahuna, it says v'nosam l'kohen hazroa l'chaim akeva zroa hazroa for the hey yadia hazroa zeh zro yamin, it's the right foreleg at the omer zeh zro yamin o eno elo zro l'smol. How do I know that it's the right, not the left? Tamaloma hazroa the hey yadia. The hey yadia means that's the right. All lefties forget about you. Hey yadia is the important hand is the right hand. So my Talmuda, why do I say, how do I know ha means the right one? The Amar Rava, like Rava said before, when Gabi Gid and Nasha, we had the same idea. He says Kaf Hayerech. Hayerech was the Hamamuna Shav Yerech. That means the important one by the Yerech, which meant the right one. That the Gid and Nasha only applies. There was a speech that said the Gid and Nasha only applies to the right one. Hachanami Hazroa Hamamuna Shav Zroa. The Chashu part of the Zroa, which is the right one, the right, not the right, the correct, right as opposed to left. Behalachayim, but it says by the Lachayim also the Hey Yedia. What's the hey idea by the lechayim, by the cheek? Lemay asa, where does it come? Lahavi tsemer shabrosh kvasim and seir shabazokim tayoshim. It comes to include, I guess, the hair on the head of the lambs and the hair on the beard of the goats.
What?
Apparently so. Apparently so. But they don't. They're not mimayit right or left. The halacha must be able to give both. Huh? Right. That's true. But how the chayayim and hazro? Okay, fine, perfect. Okay. The hakeva. Well, there's only one keva also, right or left. What's the heyadiyah by the keva? By the Abu Masim. L'may also, let's not say that word. L'may also, l'havi chelev shagabi keva. It includes the fats that are on top of the keva, the chalav shabatocha keva, and any milk that may be left inside the keva. Those belong to the kohen as well. The Amar Rabbi Shua, like Rabbi Shua said, kohanim nogu bo ayin yopa binasnua l'bailim. Time of the nogu, halo nogu didedu. The Kohanim were no way to give to the Bailim Ba'ayinyapa, meaning they're giving back certain portions, like these excess portions. But they didn't have that minhag, it belongs to them, because Hakeva means it includes all these extra portions. Darshei Chamuros, those who darshan the Pesukim, Hayu Omrim, Zroa, the Zroa, Keneged the Yad of Pinchas, the Chenu Omer, right, Vayikach Romach B'yodo. Right, because we said in the beginning of the introduction that some people, the Gemara learns out, that these three things come from Pinchas. The Kenu Omer Vayikach Romach B'yado. Ulechayayim is also the Gavi Pinchas, but it says over there Keneged Tefila that he davened for Bnei Yisrael. The Kenu Omer Vayamo Pinchas Vayipalel, and the Magefa stopped. And the Keba is Kimashma. That's where he stabbed her. It's not really where he stabbed her because he stabbed her in the Makom Erva. But Kimashma, the Keba sounds like the Keba. The Kenu Omer writes as Isha El Kabasa. He stabbed her in the Kabasa. Okay. The Tanya Maisi Lamahacha, the third source that the Zroa is the right hand, the right one, the Tanya Maisi Lamahacha, it says, Ba'ad Shlomim, it says, Shok Hayamin, Titnu Tumah Kohen, to give the right hind leg to the Kohen, Ainli Ella Shok Yamin, by Zroa Mukdoshim, but what about the Zroa of the El Nazir? Right, it says, Minayin, Tamalomar Tumah the Kohen, you learn it out from the word Tumah, that it's the same right hand. It's the word titnu is extra, so anything that you're giving to the Kohen is the right one. Okay. Ezu lechi, what's the lechi? Minaperisha lechi ad pika shel gargaris. It's from the jaw, basically, to the trachea. I have a hatanya that we have a brace that says, by the matan of the lechi, notla the lechi ubeis hashchita ima, and then you take the entire makom shchita. Well, that's longer, further down the neck than what the mission had mentioned. So it says, Lokasha, Harabonon, Harachanin ben Antignos. Our mission is going according to the dinner of Rabbanon, who passel Shrita that's done above the Tabas HaGadol, above that upper trachea portion. Therefore, they don't call the Pika Beis HaShrita. But that Brisa, who is going according to Rabbanon ben Antignos, who's Machshir Shrita above that Tabas HaGadol, to the tip of that cartilage portion, therefore they call that the Beis HaShrita. The Sanya, because the Brisa says, more gremis. If the shochet, I guess, tilted the knife to the end of the place, and he finished it above the tabat hagadola, right? That's puzzle. Rabban says it's puzzle. Rabbi Chinah ben Antichus ala mugremis. Hey, Rabbi Chinah ben Antichus ala mugremis shikshera. That is still kosher. So that's why he says beis hashchita when the Baisa says beis hashchita ima, because that beis hashchita is going to Rabbi Yehuda, and that he said that portion is kosher the shchita. But by us, that's not, that portion is not kosher for the base of shchita. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't say, it says up to the pika. Ibais ema haba rabbanon, both hold like rabbanon. I mean, the Mishnah and the Bryce like rabbanon. So the problem is, our Mishnah is leaving it that the place ends by the pika, which is above the makom shchita, and the Bryce says that base of shchita ima, the shchita place which is lower down the neck goes to the kohen. No reinterpretment. Ima ma ima ima the behema, that stays with the behema. Meaning that it's the jaw up to the Beis HaShchita, and the Beis HaShchita Ima means it continues with the owner. Hadron Allah, Zor V'Lechayim, Hadron Chalo V'Lechayim, Hadron Lechalo V'Lechayim. We'll start racing tomorrow. Have a nice day.